Good morning, everybody. I hope all of you are keeping well. The pandemic is still creating a havoc in the world, and I'm sure all of you are doing your best to try to help yourself and others by following the directions that the medical experts are giving us, by not getting ourselves sick and by not giving it to others. And I also hope that you are praying for the for all the people who has passed away due to the pandemic or other reasons, and also for all those who are working day and night, facing lots of risk and hardships, the doctors, the nurses, the health workers, and many other people who are supporting the society. Last time we talked about bodhicitta and the benefit, and a little bit the general picture of this book, the 10 chapters. As I said, the ultimate goal or the main motivation to become a bodhisattva and to work on the path of the bodhisattva is to try to learn and practice a way on how to bring an end to all these problems and sufferings of myself, and therefore not only myself, but you know, because if I need to end this, the problems of all the world, I need to learn it first myself, how to do it. So, trying to work for the benefit of all the sentient beings to bring an lasting happiness or lasting peace or lasting solution to all the problems of the world would be our ultimate goal, and that is what we usually call enlightenment, Buddhahood, because that's not something that we can do something outside. It is something that we have to transform from inside to develop our positive qualities, our wisdom, our compassion, and then through that we transform our way of experiencing. How do we experience? How do we see things? How do we, you know, how do we, how things appear to us? And so therefore, through that, by transforming myself, I transform my whole world, and thereby I understand what I am. I understand what's the nature of everything, what is everybody, what is everything around me. And by understanding deeply, and you know, it's not intellectually only, but experientially, I transform. And then I find that actually all problems are solved. But that's a little bit complicated. So in order to work towards that, first, you know, the path that I try to become a better human being. I try to become a more beneficial human being. I try to live in this world a meaningful life that is good for us and good for everybody. And so therefore, you know, how do I do that? How do I do that? And so that's the kind of training. That's the whole book about, is how to do that. And if we can learn this, then slowly, we will be able to actually find how we can completely transform ourselves and how we can actually free ourselves from all our problems, our negative emotions, our wrong way of seeing things, and how we actually can experience a great kind of peace and joy, which is not dependent on having something or not having something. And thereby, we do not have to be upset, angry, and disturbed by almost anything that happens to us. So therefore, you know, we will actually eventually directly attend that, what we call enlightenment, and then we can also try to help others how to get this understanding. So therefore, first we try to work on ourselves, and that's why the path, in short, after generating bodhicitta, is six paramitas. Six paramitas is the Mahayana, or the bodhisattva's path that Buddha taught. It is not different from eightfold path, what we generally talk about in Buddhism. Eightfold path and six paramitas is actually completely same. There's not much different, but just a different way, different approach. So in the six paramitas, we start with what we call as the giving or the generosity, because it's helping. Generosity is helping. But in this book, there is not a separate chapter on generosity. The 10th chapter, dedication, is also about generosity. And also the first chapter, the bodhisattva, you know, the compassion and bodhicitta, is all about, you know, wanting to help and how to help and things like that. The importance of that the compassionate intention. So therefore, it's all kind of covered. And also, in order to, before taking the bodhisattva's commitment or bodhisattva's vow, we go through the seven, what we call the seven branch practice. There also we have, offering and so how we make offerings. In this book, there is not much detailed description of making kind of material offerings too much, because this book was addressed to the students of Nalanda University. Most of them were monks. So therefore, I don't think they had too much material things to offer anyway. So here he's talking a lot about, just develop the sense of giving, sense of, intention or sense of being generous, not getting attached to things too much. Like even if you see a beautiful flower or something nice, something good, something beautiful, instead of thinking that, oh, this is so beautiful, I like it, I want it, I must get it, if I had this, I would be so nice, if I can, make this as an offering, it's such a beautiful flower, and I offer this to all the, enlightened beings, to all the Buddhas of the past, present and future, because all the sentient beings are the Buddhas of the future anyway. So, if I say this, I can enjoy the beauty of the flower, but I don't have to feel all those negative emotions, you can say, those emotions like, this is a nice flower, so I must get it, how can I get it, I don't have this, so therefore I'm not happy, when can I get this, I must make lots of efforts to get this, if I had this then I will be so happy, so therefore I'm not happy now because I don't have it. Those kind of problems and emotions doesn't arise because you make an offering, but you at the same time appreciate that beautiful flower and also so therefore, there are things like that. So the first three chapters are on, the bodhicitta, the importance of bodhicitta, how to take the bodhisattva's commitment or intentions, and then the actual ceremony or actual bodhisattva's kind of vow taking, all this is the first three chapters. Then fourth and fifth are about what we call conduct or positive way of living. In this translation of Padmakara, I'm usually following the Padmakara translation in English. The fourth chapter is the fourth chapter is the title is carefulness. you know, how to be more present, how to be more, you know, how to sit, how to be mindful and aware, and then act in a more conscientious way or a careful way, you know, say like how important it is that, you know, whatever you do with your body, with your speech, or even with your mind, that you don't kind of act so rashly, you know, so without thinking, so without looking, or without being aware or mindful what is happening, what is its effect, you know, what you do, how it is affecting myself, how it's affecting people around me, and, you know, am I doing something that is harmful, that is harming somebody? Am I doing something that's good, that's useful, that's okay? So that, you know, to be a little bit more mindful, a little bit more aware. You know, one example the Buddha gave was that, you know, if you kind of stand up, you think, you remember that you are standing up, you know you are standing up, and then if you want to go, you kind of know that you are going and where you are going, and, you know, you remember this, and you take the first step, and you see that you are not not stepping on something that's, you know, that you should not step on, something that will be, you know, harmful to somebody, or, you know, not so nice to yourself, you know, like you don't want to step on, you know, something dirty or something, you know, unsafe or something creating problem to yourself. You don't want to also step on something like a living being, or, you know. So to see that, that's that being careful, you know, that we have, we try to, before we act, we look in, we become mindful and see whether this, what I am about to do or about to say, or what I am thinking of doing, or this emotion that I am about to, you know, about to express, is it really good, not good, useful, not useful, harmful, not harmful, you know? Because everything I do, I want it to for something that is good for me and good for others. So if I know very clearly, if I come to know very clearly that this action is not going to be good, useful, not going to be beneficial, it would be something harmful and it would create a problem for myself and others, and it is not going to solve any problems, then I would not want to do it, you know. So therefore, you know, so try to think about this and try to understand, and slowly make a habit of doing this, you know. There's a training. So this is the carefulness. And this then starts, how do we become carefulness? How do we become more, you know, more kind of, more like that, you know, more, what the Tibetan word for it, it's uspaya. Then for that we have to become mindful, you can say, or aware. We have to become aware, you know. many times, you know, we do things unaware. We do things mindlessly, without being mindful. Here, the chapter is called Vigilant Introspection. Shijin, this is how they have translated Vigilant Introspection. But, you know, Shijin itself means more like aware, you know, being aware. So, you know, you have to, in order to have this carefulness, you have to become mindful and aware, you know, what is happening, what is going on, and, you know, what is around us, what is the situation, all these things, you know. If we become aware, and then if you look a little bit deeper into that, it's not that we are all foolish. We will find out. We will know whether it's something good or not good, or useful or not useful, or, you know, helpful or not helpful. We don't want to do something that we would regret afterwards. You know, that's what we lots of times we do. You know, if we do something, whether it's a, you know, action or speech or, you know, action of body, speech, and emotion, all. There are lots of times we, you know, that we have to regret later on. So we should not do that. So therefore, we need to slowly learn. It's not that if we make a mistake, we have to feel guilty all our life. You know, what happened, it happened, and so. But we need to be more, you know, a little bit more aware and things like that, and try to work on this. So these are the fifth chapter. So these five chapters we have talked about. So I'm not going to, you know, go detail in that. You can watch the videos if you want, audios, whatever, read book, whatever. So from next time we will actually go to the sixth chapter, which is about patience. So I'll stop here this time. It was a little bit more than 20 minutes. So thank you very much, and see you next time. And till then, keep well, and you know, hope everything goes well to you, and the pandemic will stop soon. Thank you very much.